Disclaimer, everything said is just a joke meant for entertainment. Nothing is to be taken seriously. Enjoy.
Welcome back to another round of Roundtable Talks with your normal hosts, Gids, Leo, Alec, and Nolan. And we have another guest on, and it's the same guest as last week, Ashton Lucas.
All right, since we have both of you here in the same place again, I know last time, the last episode, you guys are both grounded still. So what's that situation looking like for you now?
Well, we're still grounded, yeah. But we're not as grounded as we were last time. Like, we can
we have our phones back.
Yes, we have our phones back. Yes.
And, I mean, you're with us right now.
So oh, yeah. Yes, exactly.
We're all together. Your dad's used up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely been on the chill side for right now. It's gotten better because of it's getting farther away, so I feel like
just wait till school starts, then it's a wrap. You can kiss everything goodbye.
Oh, he gets strict all of a sudden.
Oh yes.
For grades, right? It's the B. Oh, thing. Yeah. Everything's gotta be a B.
No phones.
No,
he told us he was like, yeah, if it goes anything below it would be I'm taking everything away. Yeah, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that's like on your ass. I know something about that. Yeah, my mom's always on my ass.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of which, like that last episode.
Oh, that was
episode
four on the way. Yeah.
Oh wow, that was fucking.
That was a pain, yeah. For y'all who don't know, I'm riding the car with these boys. We just went up, picked up one of the co-hosts, Nolan over here. Yeah, that boy. We're riding
he
over.
Like 40,
he lives a fat
away.
Like 40
so
minutes out.
Way
it's way
out.
Far
it's
out.
Yeah.
And that's like 11 at night, so it's like kind of late. But like it's not super late where it's weird to be on the road. And you know, the mom calls. She's like, "What are you doing?" And she just wanted to know where I'm at and all that. It's really strict and all. It's really just gets on my nerves. Even talking about it right now. Because it's consistently like this, which is a consistently gets on my nerves.
Yeah, and then aren't you like 18 now? Like,
yeah,
like you're 18.
I'm 18. Like, I expect to like, even if like age isn't really like a measure of like maturity, I still expect it.
like a little bit of freedom.
You gotta look at your child who's like 18 and be like, I trust that they'll make good decisions, even if I don't know where they are, or know what they're doing. I trust that they'll
make even
decision.
If they don't make good decisions, I trust.
But
that
like
they'll
with at least one of my parents, it's just. Not like that most of the time. She's always on my ass.
So what exactly was she doing? Because we all know because we were there in the car with you, but can you just kind of like let them know like what was going on the way back from picking up Nolan?
Oh yeah, so basically like she called me once asking why I'm out so late and going like way far away from Alex's house basically to pick somebody up. I said we're picking up one of the boys and I worked over that. I smoothed that over. We're on the ride home like 10 minutes out from Alex's house, right? Yeah. And we have to go pick something up. So we take a quick, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We get to where we're trying to get to, right? We stop. And I'm sitting on the car, like, on my phone. For 2 minutes, maybe we're stopped there at, like, a neighborhood, somebody's house. And there it goes, the ceremonious, what are you doing? Where are you at? The text. And I'm like, I just feel like all of my insides slowly drop. It's like, fuck. This could either go really well where I say, like, oh, it's easy. Just picking something up. It's like, okay, the whole chill side, or it goes just full fucking like Terminator. Yeah. Like, where the fuck are you? Find me. You come home right now. And of course, while I'm deciding like how to work this out, I take too long, which is about 30 seconds.
Yeah, 36 came in. Oh, what should I say? And like by the time you'd said that, there's already.
Oh yeah, I was trying to type out something like to respond and instantly get that phone call, and I'm like. Fuck, this isn't going to be good. So I answer the phone and I start talking and I'm trying to rationalize with my parent and just nothing is working. Now, me personally, like if y'all don't know me, I'm a bad communicator, but that doesn't mean like I'm terrible. Like no one knows like where I'm at and all that. Like, and a 5 minute detour from like what I'm doing shouldn't be a big problem. It should be like a who gives a fuck type thing. But of course with this parent it's like all the world. So 3 minutes like sitting in one spot could be anything. I could be at some like trap party just getting hyped up off some coke and just fucking rubber. But basically the whole ride home because this is the second phone call in what like 20 minutes that'll grind it. Yeah, same car ride, same set, like so like it'll grind anybody's gear, so I'm being kind of an asshole. My parent told me that like I'm not a great communicator. I don't like communicate anything well, so I say fuck it, let's go to 100. So we're driving down the road, and I'm just on the phone, giving every fucking detail I can. We drive by some construction. Oh look, there's a construction site. Oh, but it's 11 o'clock. No one's out there doing anything because that'd be sketchy. Oh, look, I don't have my seatbelt on. Oh, look, we're passing by a school. Oh, the sign is still on.
Oh, yeah. And the whole time I'm driving, I'm in tears.
The entire it's time, so the boys funny. Are dying.
It was so funny because you don't hear Leo's mom, but you just hear Leo.
you just hear one side of the conversation. Yeah. You don't even need to hear the responses or what triggers like what I say. It's just enough in and of itself. Yeah. Because, so I'm just being a smartass the entire time. And then finally I cut the call and it's strange. Like all of that will happen. And then the rest of the night will go perfectly smooth. So it's some parents are like chill. Some parents are like chill and strict. They go both ways, but to be 100% frank, the worst type of parent is the inconsistent parent. One of my parents is like perfectly fine. Like I understand. Perfectly understands. But mom though, like inconsistent. So you just never know. You always have to prepare for the worst. Got to be a doomsday prepper for every bad situation.
Now, is there a reason why she has like these suspicions, or have you never given her a reason why?
Yeah, like
I've given like. If there could be like a word for like vague situations that give a reason, then that's like the only thing I can give. Like, I go out somewhere and I'm not exactly where I'm supposed to be, but I'm with the people I'm supposed to be. Or I'm where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not with the people I'm supposed to be. The moral of the story is I'm never really caught doing anything specifically, but it's just untrustworthy.
It's just that like slightly off to where she
slightly
questions
off
it.
Enough to just question it.
And just from personal experience, she does get very paranoid.
Oh yeah.
Because I remember Leo was spending the night at my house. And we were just about to go to bed. It was like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Micah, his younger brother, sends me a text and he says, "Hey, my mom doesn't think Leo's where he's supposed to be. Can you send a picture of him sleeping?"
So, I didn't pick up my phone at 2 a.m. and my mom.
She didn't even send you a text. Remember, we looked at your phone. There was no text that ever came in. She just completely just like thought you had like left your phone somewhere. And so Leo was awake at this time. And I'm like, "All right, Leo, pretend to go to sleep." So like I take a picture of Leo like asleep and I send it. And Mike is like, "Thanks. My mom said it's okay now." Like,
what? Yeah. So it's just the inconsistency. It just goes like all over like the fucking spectrum, which is just a pain in the ass.
And there was another day where we had all the guys over for poker and my dad wasn't home. So like we couldn't say like, it's like, yeah, my dad's home and stuff. So the whole time he's freaking out because his mom is texting him and calling him. And
remember that night. Oh, you guys were screaming at each other. Yeah.
Because our friend likes to think that he's always right.
Oh, yeah. One of our friends is kind of a stuck up like that.
Yeah, his ego is bigger than he is. And so he always thinks that he's always right. So we're always arguing with him. And on top of that, Leo's freaking out. So he just goes, "Dude, shut the fuck up." And just like the whole time, I'm dying laughing because Leo's freaking out. And then you have Gideon arguing with our friend. And it's about the funniest thing.
Do you guys remember when Sam Wifter almost hit him with a car?
Oh,
yes. Because so I'll tell the story. His mom.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So Leo was at a place he wasn't supposed to be at,
mm-hmm.
and his mom calls him and says, "Where are you?" And you said, "What, I'm at a manatee party?"
I'm at a manatee party.
He's like, "I'm just at a manatee party." He's like, "Who are you with?" He's like, "Sam Wifter."
Yeah.
And he's like, she's like, "I'm coming to get you right now." And she like looked up the house
mm-hmm.
on like
– up the addy and everything.
Like the address. Like she knew how many like bedrooms were in the house. I don't – like what's the website that you can like see houses like?
Like a listing website.
Like the listing website. So she like knew everything about this house.
It was really freaking weird.
Yeah. And so she's like, "No." She's like, "I'm coming to get you right now." And he goes, "No." So he gets one of our friends, Sam Wifter,
yes,
to give him a ride home. So Sam drives up to the house. This is what he told me. He's like, he drives up to the house, and she, I guess, was like hiding behind the van.
Yeah, it was pitch black because there's no lights out front of my house.
And so Leo gets right out of the car, and he starts to drive away, and she jumped out in front of the car. And he mm-hmm. like kind of like swerved
yeah,
or something,
swerved,
right?
Almost hit my mom, yeah. So my mom almost got ran over. So that's like, that's one of the vague reasons. Like, she didn't catch me at a party per se, but still almost getting ran over by somebody in a car.
Why did she do that? Why did she jump out?
Yeah,
front
she
of the
should
car?
Have been hiding in the dark.
Why was she hiding?
I literally think she was trying to surprise because, like, as soon as, like, the, you know, how, like, when the door opens or whatever,
the
like,
lights
when the lights
inside,
went on
yeah.
or something. And so, like, she, like, jumps out, like, trying to, like, surprise them. She almost got it. I feel so bad saying that. But there's another story about someone getting almost hit by a car. Do you remember that?
Oh yes,
our friend, our friend at the tomato.
The tomato plant.
Yeah, the tomato plant house.
Night. One of our friends has a very nice house we like to stay at sometimes. Not anymore, not recently, but you know, back in the day.
We're not allowed to anymore.
But one of the one of our friends, he was having all the boys over,
of course.
And there was a few people that were there that weren't supposed to be there, and so his mom got kind of upset. She's like, "I'm giving them a ride home right now," and she was like, "Where do you guys live? Where do you guys live?" And they were like freaking out, and so one of our friends was like, "I'll drive them home." So they run out. Get in the car. Start backing out.
Well, there's a story behind that of like, how she found out that the people were there. So one of our Sam Wifter decided to invite these girls to come over and sneak them in. So we sneaked them in and everything. And there's
we didn't. Sam pulled up and then he left.
Oh yeah, he pulled up and then he left. So we just see these girls walk in and one of them. Cannot hold their liquor, not whatsoever. So she's like about the loudest person
and
ever.
They didn't drink at this house. They just drank, I guess, before they came or something.
They preened up.
We're just there chilling, like just
playing poker. It was a poker hangout.
And it was, and they walk in and she's being so loud. And this is like 2 a.m. and she's like walking around laughing so loud,
knocking like pictures off the wall,
falling on furniture, just screaming, laughing.
Yeah,
one of our boys is trying to like calm her down, get her like her shit together, but she's just not like she's out of it.
Oh yeah, and so the door that goes up to the room is locked, and so what happens is that someone is knocking on the door, and it happens to be our friend's mom.
Yeah,
and she's like, open this door and everything. So we hide two of the girls in the closet. We're like, they're like blankets are and everything. And then we hide one in the back room. And at this point, Leo's in the bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom.
He has no idea what's going on. He's in the bathroom. And so she comes in and she's like.
I'm on the toilet. It's like 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. And I'm just like tired as fuck. And I just hear knocking all of a sudden.
Okay. And the reason she's knocking is because the person that house that we're at isn't home. He's out seeing another girl.
Yeah, he's out somewhere else.
Yeah, and so she's knocking, looking for him, and Leo thought it was a joke. That he thought it was one of us.
Because all I heard was. Open this door up or I'm busting it down. So I get up and I'm like, shit, okay, I'll open the door. I open it and the last person I expect to see is our friend's mom just standing there. I'm like, okay.
She's like, is someone hiding in here?
Yeah, apparently she thought like someone was having sex in the bathroom and that's why it was closed.
Yeah.
So I opened up, I said, look, I'm just in here taking a piss. She looked, oh, okay.
I'm so sorry, honey.
I'm so sorry, just get back.
Exactly. Like, okay, and the thing is, at this point, everything's smooth.
Everything's smooth sailing.
She was just like, okay, guys, let's just... she was like, she wasn't sure where her son was at. So she's like, okay. So obviously she's like upset, but not mad at us. She's like, okay, you guys just go to bed.
Yeah.
And let me just show you where the blankets are.
Yeah.
I promised her everything.
She opens the closet and there's just two girls.
And two girls just bolt out the door, down the stairs, and outside.
They didn't know how to get outside. So they were running through the house. This is a 10 bedroom house.
Yeah, big house.
So it's big.
So there's multiple places you could be hiding, and this is where she starts freaking out. And the next thing you know, the other one runs out of the back room, and then she just loses her mind.
So there's just three females just loose in the house.
Why is the other one
at 2 a.m?
Yeah, 2 a.m. And her son is not home.
Yeah. So she's like in full.
And we have no idea what's going on. Yeah. We had nothing to do with it. We're just trying to play poker.
We're just chilling, kind of panicking ourselves because
we had no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's a bad situation to be in.
And so while she's freaking out, our friend gets home. And realizes what's happening, comes up, and that's when she just unloads on him.
Yes,
and it's like nothing I've ever seen from a parent before. And then that's when Gideon was talking about like how she goes, I'm driving these people home where they live, what school they go to, and everything. Mm-hmm. And so then our friend Sam Wifter
comes back to pick them up.
Oh yeah, comes back to pick them up, and so they run out to his car. Get in the car, and as he's backing up, almost hits her and runs her over.
Yeah,
like I mean, inches away from hitting her, and
then skirts out and then drifts out of there.
Oh yeah, it was.
Sam is just incredibly dangerous. I don't know how he still has his license.
I don't know how I even met him.
You remember when he came to the Skyway trip, right?
Oh yeah,
That's Skyway.
Skyway Trip is for
if anyone
time,
wants to hear about Sam Wifter's Skyway Trip, just, you know, like
post it up,
like
but
it,
yeah,
because
that's a whole
video,
other ride.
But we don't want to expose Sam too much. Yeah. Sam's already been exposed enough.
But let's just say we've had plenty of experiences of mom almost getting run.
Yeah,
over.
It's
multiple
how it's happening multiple times. But yeah,
here's just a question randomly for people, like, there's the whole COVID thing going on. Your dad got COVID, mm-hmm, and your mom got COVID.
Yeah,
like from being like so close to it, you guys never got it, though.
No,
neither of you guys got it.
We did.
But like, how was that? Like, how was it? Like,
so
did it affect either of them? Like, did they actually get sick, or were they both just like asymptomatic?
So my mom, yeah. So my mom, when she got it, she was in New York to go visit her boyfriend and got it there. But she was asymptomatic. The only really symptom she had was no taste, no smell.
Classic.
And but my dad got it at work from one of his lieutenants. Mm-hmm. And which he was one of the cases where you didn't know that you had it for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so but when
bad.
He got it, he said it was like the flu. And which is what everyone's saying, is like, mm-hmm, it's like getting the flu. So he was bad and everything. And he was that the night that party happened. And if you want to listen about like the last party, go back and listen to episode 4.
Yeah.
But he was really bad to the point where he didn't want to get out of bed and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was
that angry.
Oh yeah, and he was that angry to the point where he got out of bed.
Yeah.
But it didn't really affect us because my mom was in New York, so we were staying at my mom's house, and my dad was here. So after that whole like party situation happened, we ended up staying at my grandma's for about a week.
And still quarantined from both your parents.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Never really
yeah.
Exposed.
So we never.
How long did it take for your dad to recover?
A month.
Wow.
A month.
So like
what? It took him a month. He was isolated for 26 days.
That's crazy.
He made his own fun out of it though, didn't he? Because he ordered the ghost pepper thing.
Oh yeah.
He has no taste.
Yeah. When my dad has no taste, no smell, and he loves to eat, he decided, okay, let's test to see how far this goes. So he ordered a box of ghost pepper chicken wings. Now the ghost pepper is like the hottest pepper you could ever get.
Yeah.
He eats the whole bucket. Doesn't feel a thing. He doesn't taste anything or whatsoever. The only thing he feels is his body sweating. That's the only thing he feels. And then the next day, he eats a handful of wasabi and doesn't taste anything.
It's nuts, dude.
And so now he like still doesn't have the taste and smell, but he got cleared. He went to go get cleared, and they cleared him and everything, but he still has no taste in the cell. And so
right
we told, but he got tested and everything. He got the whole foot long, I guess. What's
the
it called?
Thing that goes
yeah, it goes all the way up to your brain,
yeah,
whatever.
Thing.
Oh yeah, and
yeah.
So ooh. And but like he said that crap. Oh yeah, he said that he still can't taste anything, and we said, well, it's probably because you burn all your taste buds.
Yeah.
Because everything you tried out doing.
Maybe he did.
So
he might. Because they say like 95% of people who get COVID and lose their taste and smell lose it like to some like
extent.
Some extent permanently.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So you can lose a little bit, or you could lose it completely permanently. And that's like almost every single case. There's very few cases where
that.
It comes back completely after losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about it, when you just get done with having that normal flu, you still have like a little cough left or a little runny nose.
Mm-hmm.
You're
still running
out.
So it's just the post.
Yeah, it's just your body getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, but it's just like how big the media is playing out COVID to be.
Ridiculous.
It like instead of like putting up like the 10% of people who actually have it, they put up the big number of like how many have it besides how many who
the
don't
total
have it.
Cases.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Total
exactly.
Cases.
Which
about,
is a lot
like,
scarier looking than it actually is.
About
yeah.
like from negative and positive, it's a big difference. And that's what I feel like at schools, like that's what's going to cancel everything.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the schools.
And they're doing the total deaths instead of like the deaths like per day. They'll say like there's only this many people have died, but it's normally a bunch of like older people, like elders,
mm-hmm,
and everything.
Yeah.
But everybody else
kind of
got to
get
younger.
Them out of society anyway.
I'm just saying,
coronavirus is natural, right? So it's natural selection.
I mean,
technically, the COVID, as they're saying, wasn't really natural. It was created.
Okay, well, that whole Wuhan conspiracy.
Yeah. It's been around for a while.
They're saying like it's actually like a real thing. Like,
it was a real thing?
That, the way it started now
it was
in a lab. And it got leaked, a scientist. Right? It got one of the scientists, and then the scientist spread.
Ah, so it's the Chinese selection.
That's what everybody's... I think it's like a green line. Like everybody but China.
So instead of natural selection, it's the Chinese selection.
Well, kind of, it's a biological weapon that got exposed.
Yeah, it probably was.
Oh, okay.
I know that obviously biological weapons are illegal, but that's like the best way to like fight against somebody is to release release a virus that you only have the antidote for.
Somehow,
Which
is definitely a thing. Like,
oh yeah, it definitely is.
Do you think they made something like?
Every country does.
Every country definitely, even though they're like highly illegal because of how effective they are, you could literally put, I don't know, a few drops of like a highly potent virus in the water supply, and it could infect an entire city in a matter of days, even like, or weeks, and even a matter of days, and no one would know the symptoms because it could be like a delayed onset, like COVID, who has like what, like a week delayed, like
14 days,
which
14 days,
like 14 days, like going through a city could like infect the whole city and no one knows it, and then all of a sudden everyone starts getting sick and then starts just dying.
People are very naive if they don't think that like countries do a bunch of stuff that is considered illegal. Like if America doesn't create those and China does, and they like release one, like what are we supposed to do to fight?
We have
back?
No counter, like
the rules are only for like in like the open, like for like normal people. There's so much stuff that's going on.
Yeah, there's so much like under
the CIA, the Area 51.
That's like the only reason I'd want to become president.
Yeah. I've thought about it. Find out all like
there's no way the president. There has to be someone higher. Not higher as in like,
but
there's
more stuff.
Knows more.
Yeah, because they definitely don't tell like the president like who's only there for 4 to 8 years.
There's people that have to brief the president, like the incoming president. Those people know everything.
Oh yeah,
I thought about it. It's like, presidents, when they leave, must have like such a different like view of society because they know so much.
They know so much shit.
I saw this picture of like Obama, like when his beginning of presidency and the end, he had like his full normal like color hair. They, like 4 years later,
the presidency ages you.
No, it not ages you. It's the stress.
Yeah,
it ages stress you. Stress can age your hair.
Well, yeah, because you're controlling a whole country.
Yeah, it's one of the most stressful.
And that's
it's
why,
stressful,
yeah,
most
and that's
stressful
why people think Joe Biden has no chance.
Yeah, because he could literally die from like a heart failure. Yeah, think about running a whole, like, basically the number one country in the world, you're like the number one man in power. All of that, that's a lot of stress, not only power on your shoulders.
And he'd be the oldest.
Yeah.
He'd be like 77, right?
That could easily, like, crack you. People crack under, like, normal jobs and stuff. Yeah. So what's to change for someone who's just a little bit older?
He can't even go off a normal speech without stuttering.
He must have dementia. Like, did you listen to what he says?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Like,
it's
the thing about, like, how people rubbing his, like, hair and sitting on his lap. You heard this one?
Yeah.
It's like, there's one where he talks about, he's like, when I was younger, little kids would come and, like, rub my leg hair and they would sit on my lap, and I love when little kids sit on my lap.
Yeah, it's just
it's like a legit like thing for
but
them.
See, they don't post that, they post how great he is. Yeah. And then they just try to make Trump seem like such a horrible person. Yeah. And people would just like love to attack people. Like if you
well,
look at
it's
yourself,
like the easiest thing to do is
exactly.
attack
yeah. yeah. People look for the bad in everything, I swear.
Yeah.
But no, but also going back to like the conspiracy theories and everything, I feel like when presidents try to find out more about like the what's hiding in like I guess our country, then they get us like I guess assassinated because I it's a conspiracy theory of course is that JFK was assassinated because he was trying to find out more about Area 51 and that they didn't want like I guess him finding out more, so people think that the CIA killed him, that they hired the guy.
I definitely don't think it was the one guy that because there was
oh
like,
no
if you watch the video like.
If you watch the shot, how it goes,
his head goes the wrong way.
Yeah, you get shot, your head goes a certain way due to the bullet, and also where it splatters. His splatter is completely different from the bullet's trajectory.
Yeah, and if you watch like the videos of people, like the crowd all look like a different direction than where they say that like the shooter came from.
They also say that
he's really bad at shooting.
Yeah, like he
just a bunch of different stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they also said there's like a second shooter they never found or something like that.
Well, they all like the FBI said there was like only ever one, but everybody else thinks
there was two shooters.
Yeah, but.
I feel like I've heard a lot of like he was trying to stop the Cold War and like the head of the CIA didn't like that. That's what I always heard.
Yeah, I don't know. And there's some things that just we just know are never gonna
we're
never
gonna
know
about.
That's just nuts. That's too much.
Yeah, and it's also I feel like that like they try to hide it because they realize that there's some things that the society like
people
us as
can't
society
know.
Can't know because then we just go straight anarchy.
Have you guys seen V for Vendetta or something like that? it's like a Marvel movie. But it's like really like gory, but it has to do like with what you're talking about with society. This guy who's like a vigilante that like nobody knows about. They like the government is like in sort of a like Nazi sort of type, and like they took
the dude
over.
With the mask.
The yeah, guy the dude with the guy mask. Bomb? Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the, like the best movies I've ever seen.
It's out. It's not like
it's
a new movie.
It's an old movie, but it's like
yeah, it's an old movie.
Like 2006 or 2010.
Really?
Something like that.
It's called Vendetta.
It's Vendetta.
It's really good.
I might actually watch that.
And it's about like stuff like you were saying, how like and he literally exposes a whole entire government and makes like the government literally like what the heck are we supposed to do because. Everybody's just like walking, not, and they're just gonna kill a bunch of innocent people. But obviously, they're not gonna do that. And he literally just like destroyed the government inside out.
Yeah, it's crazy. People also like afraid of like Anonymous and all that. You heard about them?
The Twitter
people, right?
Yeah.
Because they'll expose so many things about the government that the government doesn't want exposed.
Well, I think as like a citizen, like I honestly like there's things that the government does that I just know I shouldn't know.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like I'm just like I'm just chilling, like. They do their stuff and like they keep us safe.
Yeah,
I give them my money, tax money.
They better use it well, but yeah,
I don't need to know like all the little things.
Because honestly, if we were to know everything, I don't think even if we were to live free, knowing everything, it wouldn't be worth it.
There's a bunch of stuff like how much we're tracked and stuff that like is probably so much more than we even think.
Oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
We'd be so freaked out, but it's like we're just so used to it. We live in this culture. It's like, sure, our phone knows literally everything about us.
Yeah,
whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like the crazy stuff about like how like when like we'd be talking about something and you go to look up something. And
oh yeah,
and it's what you said. That's the scariest thing ever. It's like
Simpsons.
The
Simpsons, they've predicted so many things that happen.
Have
that's
you seen that before?
Yes.
If you have Disney Plus, they have actually like a playlist. It's called like Simpsons Predict the Future. You watch every episode and it's like something that we have now they predict. It's crazy. They predicted like 40, 50 things.
Like they predicted Trump becoming president.
They got a reality host. Yeah.
9/11.
They predicted 9/11.
When they had it out of the skyline, right?
That's nuts.
And they said that. At least they say in The Simpsons is that Trump will either die in office or he gets assassinated. It's in The Simpsons. It still hasn't come true yet, so this might be one of those.
Well, hopefully,
like,
it doesn't either.
Yeah,
because
that's
never a good outcome. Yeah. The head of our country gets like shot and killed.
But that's not happening so long.
Yeah,
because like nowadays it's really hard.
It's really
difficult.
Tough. Just speaking from like
good,
a security, it's a very good thing. Like, you never, even if you don't like him, you don't want the head of your country to just get killed because.
Nowadays, people would literally probably have a parade. How bad?
But they don't understand still the effects that would have.
Well, yeah,
he would get killed.
They
would be happy for a few days, and then shit would hit the fan, and they'd be like,
"Why
is this happening?"
Think about it. People nowadays, they don't live in like they don't see the big picture. People just like now.
They live in the now. Yeah,
exactly. And if anything, like, and like, what would you guys? How would you feel if like? Because you know how they're doing the what is it called? Like kind of taking down the police, like the police funding.
Defunding. Yeah. You seen those ads where it's like they call
Trump
the police
ad,
and they're like,
lady.
And it's like, sorry, we can't come to you because our police station doesn't
like,
have anybody working. Please wait.
It's like press.
It's like
press 2 for murder, 3 for rape. It's
like
it's
that's like think about someone breaks into your house. There's no one to call.
Especially because liberals want to take away your guns.
Yeah, if you don't have guns,
saying,
fuck it. If you don't have a gun. I'm pretty sure the guy breaking into your house doesn't give a shit about the law. He will have a gun.
Yeah. Definitely.
If you get shot and killed and you curse it, it's your fault because you have the freedom to go buy a gun to defend yourself. The police are there to defend you. If you take both of those down and still curse the fact that like someone broke into your house because humans have an inherent bad nature, that's on you because everything was there to protect you.
Definitely.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we do have to close it off here. We're at time. Thanks everybody for listening to this roundtable talks. Just one little thing though, we should have answered this a long time ago. The name Roundtable Talks is because we're listening to this or we're making this podcast at a roundtable that we used to play poker at.
Yeah,
and we loved it. We always would say so much stuff. We're like, dang, this is always something like I wish we had written down or something.
Yeah, so
like,
stuff we talk about.
Yeah, so we thought might as well talk about it. So
have it saved somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys for listening to this one. Like, follow, listen to it.
Share a copy link. Share a copy link.
Put this one up for the history books.
And
throw it up for your Snap stories and all that.
Yeah, and you'll see another episode in like 2 to 3 days. This was episode 5, and signing off. See you.